Democrats and Republicans both insist it is up to the other to end Washington's political stalemate. President Barack Obama says congressional Republicans must allow a vote on a no-strings funding bill.
Stop this farce. End this shutdown now.
Republicans say the standoff stems from President Obama's refusal to negotiate while the government remains closed. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
That is not leadership. It is that attitude, that unwillingness to sit down and talk to us that has brought about this shutdown.
President Obama likens Republican demands to those of hostage takers.
That's why I won't pay a ransom in exchange for reopening the government. And I certainly won't pay a ransom in exchange for raising the debt ceiling.
Frustrations have reached a boiling point. House Speaker John Boehner.
This isn't some damn game. The American people don't want their government shut down, and neither do I.
Saturday, the House of Representatives voted to retroactively pay all federal workers once the shutdown ends. But government employees do not know when paychecks will resume, prompting demands for congressional action.
I have a family to take care of, and it's real to me, and you're affecting me, and it's hard.
The shutdown impasse could be overshadowed by another looming fiscal crisis, the need to raise the federal borrowing limit. The United States risks a debt default and a credit downgrade unless Congress agrees to raise the debt ceiling by the end of next week. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.